This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
What's going on? It's your man, Jeff Brown, and you have tuned into another exciting episode, I should say, of the Jeff Brown Show, and I'm your host with the most, and it's good to be back, man, doing our thing, brother, and sisters out there, and you know, we got my man with me, my partner in crime, Mr. Darvio Morrow. We call him Mr. Liberty. We call him the Reverend of Do Wrongs, but today, I'm feeling pretty good. So I'm not going to even do that to him.
What's up, John?
I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. We had a pretty good weekend, didn't we? Pretty good set. What was that, Saturday? Yeah. I won't. I won't make the details public, but I was able to see Jeff get cussed out. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, I did get cussed out. I'm not going to say by who, but I did get cussed out thanks to Darvio Morrow.
Reverend. Had nothing to do with me.
Reverend Messi. That's his name, Reverend Messi. Very messy.
Don't put that on me, brother.
Big shout out to the person who cussed me out.
Yes, they listened to this show, so.
Yes, I know. Big shout out to that individual. She know who she is. I'm not going to say who. The life of Jeff Brown. That's all I can say. The life of Jeff Brown.
Yeah. He's just been 50% of the time getting cussed out.
Hey, I just tell people take a number, get in line, you know? That's all. Get in line. It's okay.
You're a mess.
You know, I have tolerance and patience, so, you know. If God can put up with my foolishness, I can put up with everybody else's.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. There you go.
Yeah. I try to look at the whole perspective. And what I found out when you do that, you can kind of deal with what you need to deal with on a day-to-day basis with a good attitude.
So, mm-hmm.
And now, I don't think I can take getting cussed out by an ugly woman.
By an ugly woman?
I don't know how well.
Oh, you think what it stings more when you get cussed out by an ugly woman?
It's just not a good feeling. because you don't want to retaliate in a verbal way that talks about their.
You ugly, right?
So you want to be a gentleman at all times.
Right.
No. So when a pretty woman cuss me out as such, that happened over this weekend, thanks to Dr. Messi over there.
He wasn't because of me.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It was because of you.
I know. Yeah, right. It's always because of me, right? I know.
Yeah, it usually is. It usually is. Actually, that's pretty accurate.
No comment. I use my constitutional right.
The right to remain silent.
Yeah. Use my constitutional
You right. plead the fifth.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that. Yep. Hey, you know, speaking of constitutional rights, Darvio, I know you've been following it. Mostly everybody has. The controversial ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. I know you've been really talking to people. You and I have had conversations about it off the air. It's a very sensitive situation, touching matter. But I know you always talk from a constitutional standpoint. I'm just kind of looking at this thing as, you know, there's so much to really unpack because there's so many people that feel that the Supreme Court let them down. I guess when you look at politics, everybody's not going to be happy. There's going to be some people happy, and there's going to be some people that's unhappy. I think the most thing that I looked at from this was Representative Mary Miller, who's a avid Trump supporter, when she was speaking at the rally over the weekend, and she said she thanked Donald Trump, the former president, and said white life. Thank you for saving white life. It's kind of interesting that she, you know, would come out and say something like that in the midst of this. You always say I use my new toy, my sound effects in inopportune times. I think that was an inopportune moment.
Well, I found it to be very interesting that, and I want to watch. Like, admittedly, I have not seen the actual speech, and I like to see the whole thing to see if somebody misspoke or anything. I don't like going off what people say, but be that as it may, I thought it was very interesting, you know, considering the fact that she has black kids. So that's what makes me want to be like, all right, let me go see if she misspoke. Because I've seen her family photo. She got like three black kids. So, yeah. Yeah. Jesus. So let me see if she misspoke.
She has three black children?
Mm-hmm. She got like seven or eight kids overall. She got like seven or eight kids.
How many of those kids are black?
Three of them.
Okay.
She got three black kids.
Well, she definitely said, thank you, President Trump, for saving white life. She did say that.
I need to see if she misspoke, because that's weird to say that when you have black kids. But
her team came out and immediately addressed it and said that it was offensive and that's not what she meant to say.
So they're saying she misspoke. Well, I'm not taking anybody's word for face value, even theirs. I want to go see it for myself. But we only got 3 minutes left in this segment, and I don't want to spend all the time talking about her.
I heard about it.
I just haven't had a chance to see it for myself.
Yeah, I just think it was an inopportune statement to make.
Very inartful. Very inartful.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good, you know what? That is a great word. Inartful.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to start using that. Meanwhile, big shout out to changing the pace of the conversation. Inartful. I like that. That's dope. Okay. Learn something new every day on the Jeff Brown Show, right? Inartful.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Inopportune. Inartful. I like it. So anyway. No, let me give an applause on that.
There you go. Damn son.
Big shout out to my man Diddy for winning the Lifetime Achievement Award for the BET Awards, man. I mean, Diddy is the man, man. You know what? I saw the award show. I mean, big shout out to all the winners. Lotto, man, she's she killed it, man. Lotto killed it. Very impressed, man. And to have Mariah Carey come out with you, oh my god.
Yeah, I didn't see Lotto's performance.
Carey,
I heard
killed it, man.
I didn't see Lotto's performance. I heard about it, but I did see the tribute to Diddy and Diddy's speech because, you know, Diddy is somebody who had a huge influence on me growing up. Even to this day, some of the same ways that he markets things, I've borrowed some of those things. I've learned, everybody, you know, a lot from presentation and stuff from Diddy. So like Diddy for, as a businessman, was a huge influence on me. So shout out to Diddy.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to Diddy. Man, I was just really impressed with just the overall show. Taraji P. Henson did her thing, but you know, yeah, big shout out to Diddy, man, and how he's contributed to the culture. He is culture. He's one of the first hip hop artists to receive a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, his clothing line, everything he's done, man, he's done it on a whole other level. It's been first class. So big shout out to him. Listen, we got to come back after we pay some bills.
Hey, Jeff, real quick, before we go to break, I just want to tell you, when we come back from break, I have a topic for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want to get your natural reaction. You've probably seen it. I think you've seen it already. But we haven't talked about it, so I want to get your reaction when we come back, Jeff.
Definitely. Well, listen, we'll be right back because Darvio's on some trash again. So make sure you guys go subscribe right now to the Jeff Brown Show on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts on your favorite listening device. We'll be right back with more of the Jeff Brown Show.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis and FCB Radio Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
And we're back. Darvio's on some trash right now. So let's get right into it.
I just want your opinion. I know you've seen the story, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it. So I just want to get your opinion about, you know, your folks in our city tripping. So there was a man who was, his car was impounded at the Cleveland Impound lot. He broke into the impound lot and tried to steal his car back. They ended up having all the exits blocked and they trapped his ass on the lot. Listen, so I want to get your opinion on that. Let me
preference what I'm saying with this. I understand that these are hard times. It's a difficult time. I understand that inflation is at an all-time high right now.
Yes, it's very real.
Gas is at an all-time high. I'm actually considering dating and getting a woman so we can split the gas bill. thinking about coming off the market to combat inflation. I considered it. Okay.
Something to think about.
Yeah, just something to think about. Why not? We can carpool, right? But this dude is an idiot. He's an idiot. You know, they used to have this show come on years ago. I don't even know if it still comes on. It's called The World's Dumbest Crooks.
Dumbest Criminals, yeah. Criminals. You used to love
he
that
should
show.
Be on there. He should star in the newer episodes. That, to me, Darby Allin is the dumbest criminal act ever. You know, some people rob a bank, some people, you know, rob a corner store, you know, and I'm not, we're not promoting criminality. We're just saying what people do, because at least they get a chance to walk out.
There's a shot, right?
There's a shot. They have a shot. This fool car gets impounded. This fool goes to the impound where it's, where the impound has crazy surveillance. Plus, in addition to that, it has several, it has a squad car. So there's actually police at the damn impound. The police is there. And this fool tried to steal his own car. And if your car has ever been impounded, you would know that they strategically place the cars in a position to where you can't even really get in your car. So
right.
I don't even know how the hell this guy got
in. He got in there, right? That's what I was thinking. I was just sitting there thinking, like,
I don't even know how the hell he was able to try to pull off. Because, no, listen, because they place and position the cars to where you can't even get them out.
Right.
So I don't even know how the hell he was able to do it. So to the man that tried to steal his own car back, brother, please stop. Stop and think. I'm not even promoting criminality, but you're not a criminal. You're not good at it.
Clearly.
You might as well
clearly.
Just, listen. Yeah, you might as well have just walked into the police station and just tried to steal a donut or some coffee from the people or something. Clearly.
Didn't we do a story like that before with somebody trying to rob the police?
We've had so many stories on this show. It's crazy, man. I was watching it, and I'm gonna talk about another crazy story, man. So somewhere in Africa, a buddy sends me a video. Somewhere in Africa, this preacher, this
hold on, we gotta go to break. Save it for the next thing. Save it for the next thing.
Oh, we'll be right back, man. I gotta talk about this too, since we're talking about crazy stories.
All right.
Don't steal your car if it's impounded. Just pay the fine. We'll be right back. Go subscribe right now.
Have you ever wondered what really goes on behind the scenes in the entertainment industry? Join me, Victoria Henley from Cycle 19 of America's Next Top Model, for an inside look at fashion shows, concerts, and a wide variety of events throughout the United States, featuring exclusive and insightful interviews with both seasoned and up-and-coming artists. Listen in and subscribe to Backstage Pass with Victoria, an FCB radio podcast on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
And we're back. We're back. Today is a day of crazy topics, crazy scenarios, and there's just a lot going on. Anyway, Darvio, there's a African preacher who's having a revival, and the revival is about supernatural healing. And then, as he is speaking in his African native language with so much aggression and force, and I'm assuming he's preaching, but he is a preacher, and he's saying God or Jesus somewhere in this atrocity of whatever he's trying to do or whatever he's doing. He had women coming up, taking off their panties, and he was rubbing anointing oil or praying oil on their vagina.
What? What?
Said he,
you gotta be joking. You gotta be joking.
I got the video, man. I guess he was cleaning their pH balance or something. I don't
know. Oh my God.
Touching their vaginas, cleaning it. You know, I'm trying to figure out where did they get these people from?
Like, I can't.
What are we doing? What is this? What is this world coming to?
Wow.
Is it people go for anything nowadays, man? And one of the ladies said, hallelujah.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. Since we're talking about interesting stories.
Yeah, that's wild.
My question is, have we come to a point in this world that anything goes, anything?
Yeah, that's wow. I am.
I don't know.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
Yep. Hey, man, I'm gonna send you a video. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
I was shocked to see what was on that white rag. His armor bearer was holding.
What? Oh Lord, have mercy.
Listen, hey man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You know what? I understand why people are so hesitant to go to church.
Yeah. It's
even more now, Darvio, different because of the virtual church now.
Mm-hmm.
With COVID, you know, has changed the dynamics of church.
Yeah.
You know, from the in-person, the traditional in-person, now you can just, you know, you can watch it from home. You can watch it on Facebook. You can watch it on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I understand, I'm starting to really see why people feel the way they feel when it comes to church. And there's a lot of good ministries, a lot of good pastors out here. I just want to say to people, on a serious note, we have to watch how we do this thing, man. It's almost like people need encouragement. We're living in some times where people are down, people are feeling, they're dealing with suicide, you know, and all kinds. We have to be careful what we're saying is God. That makes sense, Darvio?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like,
we just gotta be careful. We just gotta be careful, man. And everybody, I'm gonna say this too, Darvio, and I don't know why I'm talking about it, but I guess I need to, because it really bothered me, man. Because, and let me tell you why it bothered me. I see so many good women being taken advantage of.
Uh-huh.
They go to pastors or spiritual leaders. And these guys take advantage of
it. And they're charlatans. These folks be charlatans.
And it's not a good look, man.
No, and it makes everybody look bad. And you end up having people that end up hating God, men, and church. You know what I mean? And it's I think like the Bible says, you have to try the spirit by the spirit. You know what I mean?
It becomes like. Yeah, it's just a bad vibe, man. So I just wanted to throw that out there and kind of give a serious note to the show. People, man, if you are a leader, if you are doing something positive, don't take advantage of the people in your community.
The most powerful position that anybody can have is as a leader. And you have a responsibility that comes along with that. You can't abuse or misuse your responsibility, especially if you're a person of faith. Like, you're gonna have to answer to that. You know, God says, woe to the shepherd that scatters my sheep. You know what I mean? You're gonna have to answer for that.
Yeah, it's just bad, man. It was just bad, man. So just on a lighter note, I just wanted to kind of, you know, on a serious note, just wanted to throw that out there to make sure that anybody that's a leader, make sure you are doing the right thing by the people that God is giving you to lead, or that God is giving you influence to, because at the end of the day, you know, credibility is everything. And then you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So
yep.
Just wanted to throw that out there on a side note. Other than that, I want to talk a little sports today, too, before we get out of here. Well, we got about 2 minutes left, Darvio.
About 2 minutes, yep.
Okay. Kyrie Irving. You know what? Kyrie has opted in with the Brooklyn Nets. Let me say this, man. Kyrie is an exceptional talent, man. But he's just different. He's different. Mm-hmm. He's just different. It's just what it is, man. He's just a different.
I saw somebody say, bro, that Kyrie is like the guy who took one philosophy class and now he thinks he's the deepest thinker in the world. Like, he's that dude.
The earth is flat.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey man, just think the basketball.
He thinks he's the deepest guy. He read one philosophy book and he's like, oh my God, I'm such a deep thinker.
Hey man, I don't know if he's no deep thinker, but I know he's a hell of a basketball player. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If him and LeBron was to ever reunite before LeBron retires, they might win it.
Just depends on if they reunite or not.
Well, the Lakers don't want him. The Lakers is not trading Anthony Davis. John Wall is going to.
He just got bought out. Who?
The Rockets bought him out for six and a half million less than what he was owed.
Oh wow. Okay.
So he's going to sign with the Clippers.
Okay.
And the Cavs did pretty good this year in the draft.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year.
I'm impressed. I can see the Cavs getting to the second round.
I can too.
I can see them getting to the second round. So some good stuff happening, man. So, you know, with that said, you know,
as Jeff keeps moving away from the mic because he's waving.
I'm sorry, man. There's a pesky net. And I don't have no fruit. I don't know what the hell this is, but the little bastard keeps. I don't know, man. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm talking in the little bastard trying to
get at you.
I don't know. Yeah, trying to get at me, man. So it's all good, man. I know what it's time to go to break, man. We got another minute or so. Also, people, make sure you guys tune in to my man Darvio's show, the Outlaws as well. They're doing phenomenal. Make sure you guys also follow him on Twitter. He's a part of the Newsweek family. He does major articles there. Get some insight from him. In addition to that, make sure you guys subscribe to the Jeff Brown Show right now as well. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts on your favorite listening device. We're also on Spotify. Big shout out to my people out there in Sacramento on Rhythm 105.9 and my people down there in Nebraska on 90.5 Hits. So we appreciate the love, support, continue to support us, what we do. But listen, I got to go to break. I got to pay some more bills. We'll be right back with more of the Jeff Brown Show.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
All right. And we're back. Also, I got Nina Turner coming on. She's not going to be on this show. We were trying to work it out with her schedule, but her schedule just wouldn't permit it. So big shout out to her. I know I told some people she was coming on. She will be on soon. Hopefully next episode. We're trying to get that worked out now. But we love Nina Turner. She's passionate. She's a voice for the people, and we appreciate what she does. With that said, also, big shout-out to my best friend, Naki. She's in town celebrating family and friends. Her birthday's coming up, so big shout-out to her. Big shout-out to Sassy, and I know her contribution to the show as well. I'm just happy, man. Some good stuff is happening. with your boy. A lot of great opportunities, and we're going to keep doing what we do, man. So, again, just wanted to recap the show. We talked about Roe versus Wade. White life, Darvio's going back to watch the speech so he can do his thing. What he do is analyze the speech. I pled the fifth today, use my constitutional right. In addition to that, we hopefully steer people in the right way from stealing their cars back from the police. So hopefully, you know, you don't do that. And today, we learned that Darvio is very messy. Got me cussed out at a big fundraising event over the past weekend, to say the least. I'm not going to call out no names. And Darvio is very messy, just to let you know. So he tried to act conservative, but he's really messy. Just so you know. And a big shout out to that listener that cussed me out, too. Just want to let you know I love you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you so much. I'm not going to even say your name. But you know I love you. And Darby, you hear how he's laughing? That's what he did all night long. That's what he laughed all night long. As I got cussed out, he laughed. So, we had a great weekend.
We did. We did. It was a good time.
We had a great weekend. So, you know, as we round out the show, always ask at the end of the show, what did you learn? What did you learn today, Darvio?
I learned that you know too much about how the impound situation works, so you have must have tried to break into the impound lot before yourself.
I plead the fifth. And I learned that you're going to be the new host of the Jerry Springer 2.0 show. So messy. The reboot starring Darvio Morrow. This has been another exciting episode of the Jeff Brown Show. I'm your host, Jeff Brown, and you're on with my man, Reverend Messi, the new host the Jerry Springer Next Generation reboot. Listen, we love you. God loves you, and there's nothing in the world you can do about it. Hey, go live, go laugh, go love. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network, first-class broadcasting worldwide.